2467, Thurman and 21st. So I just picked up some people at the last stop, 23rd Street, and they want to go up to the Hoyt Arboretum. Now, I know the 63, I used to drive it, used to go right by it, but I understand that there are some changes to the 63 this sign up, but I don't know if it still goes past there or not. But how do they get to the Hoyt Arboretum now that tonight the 63 has made changes? Over.
Let me take a look here. I haven't familiarized myself with the new routing. Just a second. It doesn't look like they've changed it. They've just, the part that actually goes up to Washington Park, they've switched to infrequent service. And I'm going to check and see how often it's running. If it's so infrequent, they may just want to switch to the either the blue or red line max and just get off at the Washington Park stop.
Yeah, that's about a good mile hike for them to get down to the Arboretum. I know the 63 used to go right past it before it dropped into the park. And at 18th and Morrison, it says 63 Rose Garden and Japanese Garden. So if it's infrequent and it's 105 now, would you know what time it would take them up there?
I'm looking, and looks like they just go as far as the Rose Garden. Maybe they do the full Washington Park loop on weekends only, I'm not sure. But the next one will be at 18th and Salmon at 1:50, and then it's every hour, and the last one's at 5:50.
Roger that. I know this is hard for you. Does anybody have any idea that when the 63 gets to the Japanese Garden, does that other shuttle bus that goes to, the city bus, the zoo bus, does it go up past that way, or?
That'll take me a couple minutes to research. If you'd like, I can, and I'll get back to you.
If it's not too much trouble, if it's a lot of trouble, I'll just ask him to talk to the 63 driver at 18th and Morrison at approximately 1:50 over.
All right, sounds good. I'll do a little bit of research here and get right back to you.
Oh, thank you very much. Appreciate that. 2467 clear.
Yeah, 1306.